Hi, this is Susie Larson. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of Live the Promise. You know, shows like this are made possible because of your continued support of Faith Radio. To learn more, please check out our website at myfaithradio.com. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Glad to have you listening today. Well, if you just tuned in, you missed my earlier conversation with Herbert Cooper. He's a pastor of a big church and an author, and his book is titled But God. And you might be facing an impossible situation where you feel like there's no way out, there's no way through, I don't see how this is going to work out. Well, add to the end of that phrase, but God, because where there's God, there's always hope. If you need a word of encouragement, you got to go back, catch the podcast. It'll be up in just a little bit on our website at myfaithradio.com. Well, now we're going to switch gears, but we're not switching gears. We're staying in the same lane, but we're going to go about it a little differently. Every couple months, my friend, singer-songwriter, worship pastor Mark Allen joins us in studio with his guitar. And every time he comes in, I hear from you. And you say how much you enjoy not only his music, but his precious heart for the Lord and for God's word. And the thing that's been kind of interesting to me is each time he comes in, we kind of make our plan. We've got a song list, but God really determines our steps and orchestrates a conversation that surprises us both. And so we're both very full of anticipation for what God has, because whatever it is he has in our midst, it's for you. He's setting the table for you. He wants to nourish you. He wants to bless you. You know what? Sometimes he wants to correct and redirect. He wants to encourage. I just pray that your heart will be open to whatever it is God has for you today, because he's always good. And his promises are always true. So I don't want to waste another minute. Let me tell you about my friend, and we'll get him on the show. Mark Allen is singer, songwriter, and a worship pastor for Emmanuel Christian Center in Spring Lake Park, Minnesota. He and his wife, Jill, have two beautiful children, and I emphasize beautiful because they're like the cutest things I've ever seen, Grayson and Annabelle. You can find his original music online at markallen.net. Pastor Mark, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Susie.
And not only can you sing and write songs, but you can bring a message. You're a preacher, too.
Okay.
Yes, I'm just telling him that because he is. Well, you know, you've been on plenty of times, sir, that we love to start out with scripture, and you chose a wonderful passage that I think I would love to have you read it and then speak to it, if you don't mind.
Be happy to. Yeah, the book of Joshua, chapter 1, starting in verse 6, it says, "Be strong and courageous, for you are the one will lead the people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors that I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions that Moses gave you. Do not deviate them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything that you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. This is my commandment. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
Powerful. Talk to us about that passage, Mark.
You know, I think we have a tendency to get caught up in the rat race of busyness of life, and we feel like we have to do a lot of things in our own strength. And the thing that has really struck me recently about this passage, this is an anchor point for me, this being strong and courageous, because I think there are things that God calls us to do that sometimes we're afraid to step into because they're bigger than what we can control and understand in our natural understanding. But the truth is that it says that we are to study and not deviate from the word, that is to be our anchor point. And that then we will have strength and the Lord will be with us wherever we go. And I just, for me, it's an encouragement to know that no matter what we go walk through, whether it's an unexpected turn in our journey or on our road, whether it's a mountaintop or a valley, that we can stand in strength and courage, because our God, who swore to the forefathers of Joshua and Moses, and says to meditate on the word, that this book is full of promises to God's people, that it's their firsthand account of God's faithfulness in their lives, is the same God who is promising to be with us wherever we go, that wherever we step our foot, that we can do it with confidence and courage, because ultimately it's not our strength in and of ourselves to begin with.
So good. When you think of strength and courage, be strong and courageous, it implies that we're going to have lots of opportunities and circumstances that make us feel weak and afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear over and over again, Scripture says to you, be strong, it implies you have a choice to either engage your strength or to coddle your fears.
Good.
And, you know, one thing I was thinking about, Mark, is that the Israelites, you know, took 40 years to make a journey that should have taken, I don't know, a few weeks. And when you think about that, I mean, I think God aches when we're afraid, but some scholars say that they actually clung to their fears and it became an act of rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you think we can get there too, where we cling to our fears more than we cling to the promises of God?
Good.
And suddenly it becomes an affront to God, because he's rubbing his temples going, hey, I already told you I'd be faithful. But there, it requires an engagement from us, doesn't it?
It really does. We can only focus on one thing at a time. So we either have to choose where we're going to focus on fear or focus on our God who's greater. And so often we get our eyes focused on the ground in front of us. And he says, lift your eyes to the hills. You see where your help comes from. When we look to the horizon, that's stable no matter what the ground is that we walk on in the present moment.
Mm. So good. So you've got some new songs that you're going to be sharing with us.
Yeah.
And we've got some from the album as well. And I know this, Mark is really great about us just putting him on the spot. And so if you've got a song, that a request, he's so secure that he'll say, hey, I don't know that song.
We'll give
but,
it a shot.
Yes. But most of the time, he does know the song. If you've got a favorite hymn, I don't know, nobody does hymns quite like Mark Allen, but or just a favorite song. We've got some Faith Radio resources we can get into your hands, but call in with your request. You don't have to get on the air. I know some of you are shy about that, but if you want to give Mark a word of encouragement, that would be fun too. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or email Susie@myfaithradio.com. So this song is from the Shine Brighter CD. It's called Forever My Hope. Before we play it, tell us about that song.
It is a song that actually alludes to that old song, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs for you. That our hope is not in what we can do, what we can accomplish, but we have confidence and hope in who God is, who he's made us to be, and our hope and our future is secure. No matter what our current circumstance may be, our future is secure in God's hands.
Yeah, very good. So if you're someone right now feeling weak and afraid, the charge too is to be strong and courageous and put your hope in the Lord. He's the rock immovable. Let's listen to Forever My Hope from the Shine Brighter CD.
Draw me to your side, your presence.
Sometimes you just have to hop around and dance before the answer comes. I'm just saying, it does amazing things for the soul. My mentor always says that, Susie, she says, there's victory in praise, and you win battles in worship. That's just true. Would you say you found that to be true as well?
Absolutely, that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely the truth. Here's something that I just read recently. I can't remember the author, but she talked about how a lot of times we have our mound that we build up of all of our problems. And there's a lot of times that God is waiting for us to build up our mound of praise, to overweight our mound of problems before a moment of breakthrough comes. Mm. And I think there's so much to be said about praising through whatever we face, because there's hope that comes. The joy comes in the morning, maybe darkness in the night, but it comes.
Yeah. And really just a challenge to you, because we so often go through the motions and we're singing words to songs that were no longer engaging our heart. And truly, my challenge is to you is that when you are singing a song, engage your faith. Don't go through the motions. Think about what you're singing. Think about what you're praising. Picture a flag being put in the ground and sing those songs like there's a God in heaven who hears you when you sing and worship and pray. Because why? There's a God in heaven who hears you when you worship and you sing and you pray. All right. We're going to come back in just a moment, and we're going to play a new song that Mark has written called At the Foot of the Cross. Also, a caller called in and said, can Mark play In the Garden? It's an old hymn, and I think he can, because he can do that. 877-933-2484. Call him with your requests. If he can play them, we'd love to have him do that. And you can email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com, or with worship pastor, singer, songwriter Mark Allen in just a moment.
Everywhere I go, every step I take, everything's around, things are taking place. You stay faithful still.
Wow, love that song. That is Mark Allen, who happens to be in studio with his guitar. We get him in every couple months to just spend some time worshiping God, talking about God's faithfulness. It's just sort of a spiritual reset. That particular song, is that one from the Emmanuel Live Strong to Save album?
It is, yeah.
Yes, and we've got also Shine Brighter. We're drawing from songs from both of those albums today, but also some brand new songs that Mark has written. And I'm inviting you to call in if you've got a favorite old hymn or just a song that Mark just might know. Go ahead and call in 877-933-2484. You don't have to get on the air if you're shy, but if you want to, we'd love to hear from you as well. But tell us now, before you play this new song, At the Foot of the Cross, tell us how it came about. I always love your backstories, Mark,
yeah,
before you sing it. So,
you know, Susie, something that I've been really, really thinking a lot about is all of the things in my life that creep up to become parallel with Jesus. Mm. That in reality, nothing should stand side by side with Jesus. Nothing should parallel the cross. But so many things become add-ons, where I need Jesus and a great job, or I need Jesus and a healthy family, or I need Jesus and. And this is a song that is my declaration to say, no, I'm coming to the cross and I lay my trophies down. Mm. And so instead, I choose to just cling to those bloodstained timbers that my Jesus hung upon. And I will not stand side by side with Jesus. Nothing will parallel the cross.
Amen. Oh, my. I can't wait.
Here you go. At the foot of the cross, I will lay my trophies down. I surrender my successes, and here I stand alone. To the foot of the cross I come. And I will not stand side by side with Jesus. Nothing will parallel the cross. And everything this world it can offer, I count it all as loss. Next to you at the foot of the cross. At the foot of the cross, I will kneel my heart in awe. I come with open hands and bring no merit of my own. To the foot of the cross I come. And I will not stand side by side with Jesus. Nothing will parallel the cross. And everything this world it can offer, I count it all as a loss. Next to you at the foot of the cross. So I cling to those blood-stained timbers that my Jesus hung upon to save the wretched sinners and the self-righteous ones. You are the righteous Holy One. And I will not stand side by side with Jesus. Nothing will parallel the cross. And everything this world it can offer, I count it all as loss next to you at the foot of the cross. At the foot of the cross.
I'm speechless. So is he. Yeah. Wow. Don't even know what to say, Mark. Powerful. I'm talking to Mark Allen today, and we are worshiping, and we're thanking God for his promises. And I just want to challenge you in this. Has anything come parallel with Jesus? Because you know what? Jesus plus nothing equals everything. And he's so right. The world does that. The culture does that. Our own insecurities do that. We let too much get in the way. I think one old saint from the 1800s says the world has become too much a part of us. And I want you just to think about that gap widening. I think it was Carter Conlon I had on a while back, and he's pastor of a big old church. And he said, if I lost it all tomorrow, he said, I'd still be a Christian. I'd still be Christ's. And so I'm not what I do. I'm someone God loves. We just have about, I don't know, 3 minutes before we go to break. Are you okay, Mark, to sing In the Garden?
Love to.
Bless your heart. And he had to pull it up on his phone. He knows it, the tune. But he's such a good sport. Let's
got to get all the words right.
Amen. Let's do it.
I come to the garden alone.
Well, the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I come to the garden alone. Well, the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Beautiful, beautiful, Mark. We're going to be taking a short break here, but I got to say, we got Juan who called in from Texas listening in just to set you up for after the break. He says, thank you for this. Keep up the good work of singing those old hymns. He says, can Mark play As the Deer? He said, when I was in prison, we sang it a lot and always loved it. And Juan, we're going to catch that on the other side of the break. I want to tell you, I feel that a revival is coming. Many of us are praying for it. I believe God's going to heal the waywards. Love them freely, as it says in the book of Hosea. He's going to bring the prodigals home. He's going to restore marriages, restore souls, restore hearts. And so look up and be expectant, because God is very much at work on the earth today, and he wants to be at work in you. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise, talking to my friend Mark Allen. He's got his guitar. We're getting into God's presence, lifting up our hands, worshiping him, because he is a God who's worthy of our praise. Don't go away, Juan. We're going to get to that song on the other side. I tell you, when I'm on the road speaking and I get sick or have a sleepless night or feel beat up by that enemy and I'm crawling through the day, I put that song on and it reminds me again of the charge and the call and the promise that God will equip us. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. Now, which album is that one from, Mark?
That is from the newest one.
Shine Brighter. Okay, yeah. I'm talking to Mark Allen. I've got him in studio. A couple of the albums we're referring to are from Emmanuel Live, Shine Brighter, and Strong to Save. Also doing some live songs, some new songs Mark has written, but also welcoming you to call in with some of your favorites. And if Mark can do it, he certainly will. He's so funny. He's pulling up the lyrics on his phone, playing, singing, pushing his finger to scroll up the lyrics and to sing some more. So that's multitasking in a big way. 877-933-2484. Well, I love that Juan is listening from Texas, first of all. Juan, God bless you, brother. And he says, thank you so much for this. Keep up the good work of singing the old hymns. Can Mark please play As the Deer? When I was in prison, we sang it a lot and always loved it. Boy, these are masterful lyrics, I think. So I love it. Yeah. Good call, Juan. And here we go. Let's listen in. Thank you.
my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. And I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. And I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Oh, I long to worship thee. Lord, I long to worship thee.
Now it's my turn to cry. Wow, that was so beautiful. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. And Juan, thank you for requesting that. I'm so glad you're out of prison and walking with the Lord and putting a flag in the ground. So, so precious. And if you've got a request, we're just worshiping God. Don't you think it's good to just push pause and worship him? Boy, he's worth it. 877-933-2484. If you've got a request, call it in. I want you to set up the song. This was from the Shine Brighter CD. This is probably one of my favorites out of both albums. I play it often. Lead Me to a Rock. Talk about that song and the importance of it, Mark.
There's a couple things in that song, Susie. This song has come out of hearing just story upon story of family member and friends who have undergone just heartache and hardship. And for me, it was a way to give language to try and speak to. There's a Psalm, I believe 61, just says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Mm-hmm. And that phrase gripped me. And I thought, what is the rock that we place our footing on? And so many things shift and change in our world. Whether it's the loss of a loved one, a miscarriage, the death of a dream, illness, there's so many things that can come to rob the joy and the hope that we have. But God is our rock. And in the New Testament, it also says that our God, he has and he will continue to deliver. And so this is a song that is, it's really near and dear to my heart, just because in our family, we walked through some hard things with some losses and miscarriages with some of my extended family. And at the same time that this song was coming about, other friends who were being diagnosed with MS and cancer. And this was my anchor point to say, God, I choose to let my foot be placed on the rock that is you, that is an anchor for my soul in every trial. You are my rock and my source of strength. So that's the story.
And again, it's a charge for us to ask God, lead me to a rock, because we can get so fixated and focused on our disappointments and our heartbreak. But I dare you to just sing along, pray along with this song. Lord, lead me to a rock that is higher than I, higher than my circumstances, so I can see things from your perspective. You know what? That's a prayer that he wants to answer. Let's listen in.
For my soul.
Powerful music. If you love this stuff, go on to iTunes and check out Emmanuel Live. There are two albums you can get there, Shine Brighter, Strong to Save. And the guy that wrote all or most of these songs and co-wrote them as well, Mark Allen, he's in studio with me. He's got his guitar. He's also sharing some brand new songs that he's written. In a moment, we're going to hear Through the Valley. That's a brand new one from him, I think. But also, Mark, I want you to know Stephen Craig checked in from Florida. Loves what we're doing here. And he said, can Mark play Thy Word? I'm wondering if that's the old Amy Grant, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet. Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, we can get to that.
Okay.
Sure.
See, look at, nothing's too hard for Mark. Isn't that something?
It's a good one.
It's a good one. You're so right. Tell us about Through the Valley.
Mm. Well, this is what I would call Lead Me to a Rock 2.0.
All right.
It's
good.
A continuation in my journey. And what I've recognized and really have come to realize is that in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, it says that we will not rely on ourselves, but on Christ who raised the dead. And recognizing that even what we just talked about with that last song is it's not just about rescue. It's not just about God come save me. It's about a fullness of life and a fullness of joy, but it is also about a choice that we have to make and that there is hope coming, but our hope comes when we choose to anchor ourselves on someone who has perspective higher than our own. And this song, Through the Valley, it connects down to Psalm 23 where it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil for you are with me. And whatever we face, we can have strength and hope and joy.
We have a choice in the matter. Let me say this real quick, Stephen Craig. We're going to play this song that he just wrote, Through the Valley. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll tackle Thy Word. So let's hear Through the Valley.
When the darkness seeks to swallow and the storm controls the night, but like the thunder breaks the silence, my God provides. When the clouds above hang heavy and confusion rules the sky, you are my light. Though I walk through the valley, I will choose to sing. When my heart is weary, you will be my strength. Though I walk through the valley, let my lips restate that you are all I need. My soul will rest in thee. On the ocean that's uncertain, when I'm far beyond the shore, like an anchor you will hold me. I am secure in the face of fear and failure. When I'm tossed about by trials, your word is sure. My steps are firm. Though I walk through the valley, I will choose to sing. When my heart is weary, you'll be my strength. Though I walk through the valley, let my lips restate that you are all I need. My soul will rest in thee. My strength, my song, my joy. My strength and my song, you're my joy. When I walk through the valley, I will choose to sing. When my heart is weary, you'll be my strength. Though I walk through the valley, then my lips restate that you are all I need. My soul will rest in thee.
Wow, you know, your soul just needs to hear those kinds of words every once in a while because we just forget. Wow, Mark. So powerful. Thank you so very much. Love it, love it, love it. When we come back, I will be singing. I'll be lip syncing, actually. Mark will be singing Thy Word for Stephen Craig, who checked in. Do you've got a request? We'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. 877-93-FAITH or email Susie@myfaithradio.com. We are just having a great time worshiping God today. Love this time. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Prayers God absolutely loves to answer. Lord, light a fire in me. Lead me to a rock that is higher than I. Help me see what you see. We're here today to just encourage you, to strengthen you in your walk of faith, encourage you to look up, because Jesus is always wanting to grab that chin of yours and tilt it up so you can look above your circumstances to see that he is faithful. So glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Every once in a while, we do something called Artist Corner. We have different artists, singers, songwriters in just to pause, to just hear music, to worship God, to remember again who we are and whose we are. And we're taking your requests. And so Stephen Craig checked in from Florida, said, can Mark play the Thy Word? That's that old Amy Grant tune. Again, Mark is such a sweetheart. He's looking it up on his phone, scrolling with his fingers. So he'll be singing, playing, scrolling. So with that in mind, he's going
to
do good.
If I happen to rewrite a portion
That's
of the melody,
right. Grace is
we'll
in
call
place.
It creative
yeah, license. There you go.
Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid and I think I lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
I have to give him a round. Look that up on his phone during a 1.5 minute break, and he pulled that off. So, I mean, that's a round of applause right there. Love, love it. Well, you mentioned another new one, All Things New. Are you okay to do that one?
I'd love to.
Would you tell us about it?
Oh, this is a song that I believe in Isaiah it says, God says, look, I'm doing a new thing. Mm. See it. Now it springs up. Don't you perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. And God is always making something new. He's taking the old, and he's making it new again. Not that newer is better, but newer is rebirthed. It's reborn. It's refreshed. And it's revitalized. And our lives are just like that. God is constantly remaking us, and he takes us as we are. He heals the broken. He rescues the orphan, and he sets us on a course towards hope.
Amen. So, amen.
Here's All Things New.
Jesus, we come as we are. You've given us a brand new start. So we're giving you our hearts. You are making all things new. And you make all things. You make all things new. Jesus, you make all things, you make all things new. Jesus, we lean into grace. Our souls have been saved through faith. by the power of the cross. You are making all things new, and you make all things, you make all things new. Jesus, you
that, Mark? All these songs, amazing songwriter, but even a more amazing heart for the Lord. What a reminder for us. If there's an area of your life that just feels like it's gone cold and you don't really believe that God can make all things new, I invite you to dare to believe again that God actually does make all things new. I wonder if you could play and pray. You could just get some instrumental going. I want to say Mark called in and he said, what a friend we have in Jesus, would love that. We're going to have to get that one next time Mark comes in. But he says, thank you so much for this show. I wish I would have come across it years ago. Me too, Mark. It's so good to have you, though. And we just love connecting every day and walking closely with the Lord. Got about a minute before we have to do our out music. Can you just play some instrumental and pray for that person who needs to see that God makes all things new?
Yeah. God, we thank you that where we don't understand, you see the whole picture. And we thank you that you're not done with us yet. We continue to breathe, which means we continue to have life and we still have purpose on this earth. And we thank you, God, that you take the things that in our mind look like ruins and wreckage and chaos and uncertainty. And God, you make something beautiful out of it. And so for the person that's listening today who feels like they're maybe there at the end of their rope, they feel like they're not sure what is around the next corner, I pray, God, that your spirit would be present with them now, that they would sense that you're closer than a brother, and that you walk with them every step of the journey, and that, God, you have a beautiful picture in mind for what's around the corner, that you are making everything new. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Cannot thank you enough for sharing your gift with us today.
Susie, it was a privilege.
Always
to be
honored
here.
To have you. Wow. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's show on our website at myfaithradio.com. Myfaithradio.com. I want you to think about this. Someone needs a spiritual reset. They need to grab a cup of coffee, listen to these songs that Mark's been singing, and it'll do something for their soul. So share it with someone who you know needs it. Love connecting with you every day. Can't wait to meet you back here next time. Have a blessed evening.